Dragons.
Four fully grown, enormous, vicious-looking dragons were rearing their hind legs inside an enclosure fenced with thick planks of wood, roaring and snorting. Torrents of fire were shooting into the dark sky from their open, fanged mouths, 50 feet above the ground on their outstretched necks. There was a silvery blue, one with long, pointed horns, snapping and snarling at the wizards on the ground, a smooth-scaled green one which was writhing and stamping with all its might, a red one with an odd fringe of fine gold spikes round its face, which was shooting mushroom-shaped fire clouds into the air, and a gigantic black one, more lizard-like than the others, which was nearest to them. At least 30 wizards, 7 or 8 to each dragon, were attempting to control them, pulling on the chains connected to heavy leather straps around their necks and legs. Mesmerized, Harry looked up high above him and saw the eyes of a black dragon, with vertical pupils like a cat's. Bulging with either fear or rage, he couldn't tell which, it was making a horrible noise, a yowling, screeching scream. "Keep back there, Hagrid," yelled a wizard near the fence, straining on the chain he was holding. "They can shoot fire at a range of 20 feet, you know. I've seen this horntail do 40. "Isn't it beautiful?" said Hagrid softly. "It's no good," yelled another wizard. "Stunning spells on the count of 3. Harry saw each of the dragon keepers pull out his wand. "Stupefy!" they shouted in unison, and the stunning spells shot into darkness like fiery rockets, bursting in showers of stars on the dragon's scaly hides.